Now that the weather's getting a little warmer, it is, isn't it? It's natural to think about spending time outdoors, which made me think of one of my favorite mystery authors, whose character spends a lot of time outdoors. The author is C.J. Box, and his series of 15 novels, published by Putnam, feature Wyoming game warden Joe Pickett. I just finished his latest, called Endangered, but since you'll probably want to read them in order, the first one being Open Season, let me tell you about Joe and his family. Joe is the best kind of everyman. He loves his job as a warden, and he loves the beautiful country he patrols. He has a wife, Mary Beth, who's loving but no nonsense, and three daughters, Sheridan, Lucy, and April. Over the course of the series, we get to know the girls and their personalities and the circumstances under which April came to be part of their family. Mary Beth's own mother is a holy terror, rich and vain, who swoops into their lives just enough to cause pain and lots of trouble for Joe. Joe's mysterious friend Nate, a hunter and falconer, features in several of the books. As Joe rides around the stunning landscape in his pickup truck with his dog Daisy at his side, he handles everything from problems with animals to problems with humans, and naturally, the humans are the ones behaving badly. As in any good series, the reader learns a lot, and Box is a good enough writer to make you care about things you normally wouldn't care about. For example, in Endangered, a small part of the plot involves sage grouse. Now, I can promise you, I have never once in my life even thought about sage grouse, but since Wyoming has 40% of the country's population of them, who knew, when Joe finds someone slaughtering them, it's a problem. Box just gets everything right. The characters, the dialogue, the building of suspense. I had the privilege of introducing Box at the last Decatur Book Festival, and he seemed as genuine and gentlemanly as Joe, right down to his cowboy hat. He does live in Wyoming. Oh, and a tip for all you wannabe cowboys, when you take off your hat, it's proper to place it upside down on the crown.